This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Myanmar's ancient former capital, Baghan, have opened fire on demonstrators protesting last month's military takeover, wounding several people. According to witness accounts and videos on social media, at least five people were reported wounded as police sought to break up the protest. Bullet casings collected at the scene indicate that live rounds were also fired. Large protests have occurred daily across many cities and towns since the February 1st coup, and security forces have responded with greater use of lethal force and mass arrest. Protests elsewhere Sunday include Yangon and Mandalay were also met with the use of force. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric have delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long-beleaguered Christian minority during a historic meeting. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities do have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted. South Korea and the United States will conduct its springtime military exercise this week, but the joint drill will be smaller than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic. The allies will begin a 9-day computerized simulated command post exercise Monday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement, South Korea and the United States decided to move forward with the drills after comprehensively taking into consideration the COVID-19 situation. This is VOA News. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by officials that the U.S. government would reopen their cases and they would eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait out the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities working to close the improvised camp along the banks of the Rio Grande that also housed thousands of asylum seekers over the more than 2 years it existed. Last month, Biden administration began processing asylum seekers who had been forced to wait out the long process from Mexico during the Trump administration. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, emerged on Sunday from a strict week-long lockdown imposed after a community cluster of the more contagious UK coronavirus variant emerged. There were no new local COVID-19 cases recorded Sunday. There are still limits on public gatherings in the city of nearly 2 million people. The government said it might ease restrictions, though. Dozens of people gathered in front of the Minneapolis governor's mansion to demand accountability for police officers. This is days before former Minneapolis police officer is set to go on trial in the death of George Floyd. Many of the roughly 150 people who demonstrated in Minnesota were relatives of others who died in encounters with police. Similar protests were being organized in the cities around the country ahead of the planned trial of Derek Chauvin. Floyd died after Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee onto Floyd's neck, even though the black man said that he could not breathe. Jury selection begins Monday in Chauvin's trial. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan won a vote of confidence from Parliament on Saturday, and a session marked by an opposition boycott of the vote and clashes between government supporters and opposition leaders outside the parliament building. Khan was able to secure 178 votes. That's more than the 172 required. The former international cricketer, who became prime minister after the 2018 general election, volunteered to seek parliament's confidence after the government's finance minister lost a high-profile Senate seat vote earlier in the week. You can find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello again and welcome to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America from VOA 1. This week, we're saluting jazz royalty. This is Russ Davis and welcome to another Jazz America Hour. This hour will include more of our celebration of what we call jazz royalty. Now, we've already saluted our special guest on this edition of the program, Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington, as we've uncovered a 1941 interview backstage at a club in Los Angeles, and we're sharing with you some of his great music as well. We've also saluted Nat King Cole, Joseph Nathan King Oliver, and now it's time to celebrate a count. William James Count Basie, the boy from Red Bank, New Jersey, he called himself, was born in August of 1904 and had 79 years on this planet of making great music. He passed away in April of 1984. Now, let's hear some of his great music and a rarity, too. Recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival some years ago, here's a live version of I Needs to Be Beed With. Count Basie and his orchestra beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Yeah. at his house when he was out. Knocked on his mama's door and she began to shout, "Get away from here, it's early in the morning."
There's another cut from our stack of new and notable releases. The great vocalist Catherine Russell with Early in the Morning from her latest album, Alone Together. And it is reaching very close to the top of the jazz charts here in the United States of America. This is Russ Davis, and let's return to Los Angeles backstage at the club Casa Manana and hear the comments between sets by Duke Ellington as he was interviewed by a radio presenter. And you'll hear lots of the inside scoop on how Duke Ellington felt about himself, the world he lived in, jazz, and much more.
When you go on to a job, how much time do you spend, you and your band, spend rehearsing?
Well, we rehearse when we have something that's difficult enough to rehearse. Otherwise, we just play it on the job.
Who does your arranging?
Well, I do most of it, and that is up until about a year ago. A young man came with us, Billy Strayhorn, my protege, and put in a year of apprenticeship under me in orchestration. Incidentally, he's got a very fine musical education and is a very fine pianist.
Does he relieve you at any times in the band?
No, not playing the piano, but he does quite a bit of the orchestrating now.
Mm-hmm. Have you composed many of the latest tunes that are out?
Well, not the popular ones. Of course, it's a rather peculiar situation at the moment as far as popularity is
concerned.
That's true.
Well, would it be possible for you to name some of your favorites?
Well, my favorite is usually the one that's coming up. That is the one I'm working on.
Yes. How many members are there in your band at present, Duke?
15.
Will you tell us what they are?
There's five saxes, three trumpets, three trombones, and the regular rhythm section of drums, guitar, piano, and bass.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done any picture work?
Yes, I've been in four feature pictures. I was in the Amos and Andy picture, Check and Double Check, in Murder at the Vanities, in the Mae West picture, Belle of the 90s, and also in the Hit Parade of 1938.
What do you think of this boogie-woogie type of music?
Well, boogie-woogie is a very interesting thing. It's brought back from quite an interesting period.
Can you give us any idea of how it started?
Well, no, I don't. It's a thing that we've heard quite a lot of, and it's gained popularity, and I suppose just like all other phases of American music.
Can you tell us offhand how many recordings you've made?
That I really don't know. It runs pretty high.
Do you remember the name of your first one?
The name of my first one? No, I don't believe I do. I think our first recording was on a Jeanette record way back in 1925, something like that. I think it was Lil Farina. Mm-hmm. But the first one I think that we have record of, I mean, since that, was when we started with Brunswick in 1925 or 6, when we recorded the East St. Louis Tolo.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ellington. You have corrected me because I always thought that the title of your song was East St. Louis Tootaloo. Now we know it's Tootalo. And here is that song from Duke Ellington on Jazz America from VOA1. Oh, classic became new in the version of the Andrew Hill classic, The Rump Roller, interpretation by Chicago Soul Jazz Collective from the new release, Solophone, part of our stack of new and notable here on Jazz America. More coming up of our celebration of Duke Ellington and more jazz royalty. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a really kind message I've received from a longtime Jazz America listener who writes, "Dear Russ Davis, may your home overflow with love, warmth, happiness, and of course with the incredible jazz music. I keep being with jazz. Ini Batulga from Mongolia." Well, thank you, Ini, and thanks for being such a loyal jazz lover and Jazz America listener over the years. We're coming up on 20 years in this July, but let's don't get ahead of ourselves. Let's enjoy right now some music from a gentleman who would be celebrating his birthday on the 9th of March. He is one of the fathers of what became known as free jazz, Ornette Coleman. And from the album Tone Dialing, some of his later work, here's the song Street Blues on VOA's Jazz America.
is Cyrilla May, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. Let me see the world with clouds, take me to the world. Out where I can push through crowds, take me to the world. A world that smiles with streets instead of aisles, where I can walk for miles with you. Take me to the world that's real, show me how it's done. Teach me how to laugh, to feel, move me to the sun. Just hold my hand whenever we arrive. Take me to a world where I can be alive. Let me see the world that smiles, take me to the world. Somewhere I can walk for miles, take me to the world. With all around, things growing in the ground, where birds that make a sound are birds. We shall have the world come true, we shall have the world. I won't be afraid, with you we shall have a world. Just hold.
In the last few years, no one has become a bigger star in jazz vocalizing than Cyrilla May. The lady originally from France, she grew up in the area where Django Reinhardt and the Gypsies were first found, and she found them and learned so much from their style of music, and then, of course, from jazz singers of all styles. That's from her latest release, which is Celebration of Stephen Sondheim, one of the great writers of all time. It's from the album Move On, a Sondheim adventure from our stack of new and notable. Cyrilla May with Take Me to the World. Now let me take you to Los Angeles. The year is 1941. It's between sets at a club in Los Angeles where Duke Ellington is taking a break to talk with a radio presenter. Let's hear more of their conversation, then get back to the music from the great Duke Ellington as we salute jazz royalty on Jazz America.
Duke, how about telling us what the outstanding incident has been that's happened during your musical career? You must have something like that. I know all band leaders remember something from way back, you know.
Well, probably the most outstanding incident in my musical career was the beginning of it as a paying proposition when I charged a lady 75 cents to work from 8 until 1 one night, and she actually paid me, and I ran home so happy and just woke up everybody in the house to tell them about it.
Was she satisfied with your music?
Well, I don't know. I didn't stay there long enough to find out.
Well, this being a job that you remember, do you remember if you got any other calls from that? Was that one of the your starts in music?
Oh, yes. A lot of things sprang from that. I became the school pianist. I played for all the school dances and a lot of things, you know, locally.
Well, Duke, I'm not much of a critic on popular music, but why has your band changed its style? I might explain that by saying early Brunswick recordings of Sophisticated Lady and Stormy Weather and so on, I understand they're still hard to keep in stock. Now, many people prefer them to your later Columbia records of the same selections. Is the change to make the band more commercial, or just what was the reason for the change?
Well, it's no reason, I don't think. Just happens to be a mood of the particular time. Sophisticated Lady, as all of our other compositions, was created for the people who were going to play it, and that is the instrumentalists within this band. And, of course, commercial value, I mean, wasn't given very much thought. So when they wanted us to do it again last year, why, we just did another version of it, but it probably wasn't just as ripe, or the idea wasn't as crisp as it was when we originally did it.
Yes.
And the style, I don't think, has changed. It's probably maturing or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What part of the country do you think your band gets the most reception?
Well, I don't think you can say that any part of it is better than the other. It's been grand all over.
Well, now, suppose we put it this way. What part of the country do you like to play in best?
I like to move around like we've been doing. It's one sort of relieves the other in that it's always traveling.
You don't believe in the old saying that the rolling stone gathers no moss?
Well, no, it probably doesn't gather any moss, but it's pretty interesting rolling anyway.
Very interesting. Duke, have you any hobbies?
Well, I try to play bridge, and in some places I get up and scream very loudly that I'm the world's greatest bridge player and prove it.
What kind of bridge do you play? Culbertson or?
Well, I use the Ellington system. Most successfully. Well, I got to go now. I'm about due back on the stand.
Well, Duke, thanks very much for this interview. We're very happy to have made it here, and I hope we have the privilege of doing it again in the near future.
I hope so, and thanks a million.
Thank you, Duke.
Duke Ellington's orchestra with the spirited piece recorded in 1940 titled Coco. And here's another of the 1,000-plus compositions by Mr. Ellington. Interpretation in the Modern Age by a young keyboardist from Japan, Hiromi Uehara. Here's Caravan on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
another deep and interesting piece from our stack of new and notable. Great playing with lots of variety, wonderful composing, a wonderful feel to that, and blending of music from around the world with jazz to create a whole new form. That is Godwin Lewis from the brand new and notable release Global and a portion of The Four Essential Prayers of Getty. Well, the variety in jazz, everything from listening deeply to dancing, has been created over the years by the likes of the royalty of jazz, Duke Ellington. We've saluted him on Jazz America, and join me next time for the best of jazz, past and present.